We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Again, in honor of our show tonight, how about a shout-out to Stuttgart, Germany, the home of Porsche.
Stuttgart.
I don't know if I pronounced it right.
I don't think nobody really cares.
Close enough.
Spell it. Stuttgart.
I'm not sure many people from Stuttgart. There might be listening.
You never know.
We got listeners all over the place.
We're worldly.
We are worldly.
We had a guy from Indiana listening one time.
I remember that.
Yep. You ever been to Indiana?
Yeah.
Done, yeah. I don't think
you had radio picking up out there.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was like an ear corn or something he's listening to. It was crazy.
At first, Rob thought it was overseas somewhere.
You know, okay, listen. Geography was not my strong suit as a child, okay? I didn't see my first globe till I was 18, all right?
He's like, ain't
the world's round?
He said, ain't that right beside Iceland?
I think that's rumors.
That's rumors.
Rob was like, that's right beside Iceland, isn't it? No, Rob, not quite.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Ask me any questions.
My mind just went blank.
That was powerful.
Do y'all know the hottest selling car in Japan right now?
The Volkswagen Beetle.
No, sir.
No.
What's the hottest?
Cadillac.
You know what? You ever find it funny? Import cars are popular here, and they love our cars.
Yep.
And it's the same way like in London, in the UK.
Everywhere.
The bigger, the better.
The further away it came, the more expensive it is.
Exactly.
I read that like 40...
Except for Volkswagen.
Like 40% of Buicks are sold in China.
So that's where all the good grandma Buicks are going now.
That's why Pontiac got axed and Buick was allowed to stay, is they sell a bunch of them in China, apparently.
A newsflash, China. You ever heard of a Bonneville?
You ever seen a Trans Am?
You ever seen a Parisian... Just saying, you haven't lived.
Wonder where we'd be right now if the Duke boys drove a bug.
Could you see a Volkswagen bug trying to do the jumps that the General Lee did?
Once.
But it'd be cool if they flipped over.
Well, I promise you the Charger only did it once, too. They just,
that's true.
They kept like 40 on site at all times.
Yep.
Just a good old boys.
The worst thing that ever happened to Dodge Chargers.
No.
But you do know there's two iconic bugs that made it on the big screen.
Herbie.
Herbie's one of them. And the Bumblebee.
Bumblebee. But now we're talking about not the Bumblebee from the movies, because that's a Camaro.
No, the Bumblebee.
From Transformers.
From Transformers.
Yeah, from the movies, it's Camaro. Yeah. But
yeah. From the action figures.
Cartoon. Yeah.
You're forgetting a very important one. Speed Buggy.
Speed. Oh, Lord, that was a good cartoon. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that one.
Yep.
He was like a Myers Minx cartoon buggy.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I got one for you, Professor. You like train. We're talking about Pontiac. Turbo Team. Remember that? This is the guy that got struck by lightning and turned into a Trans Am.
Yes.
Really? Yeah, I do remember.
Yes, Turbo Team. And like when you pour hot water on him, he turned into a Trans Am. And then you pour cold water in him, he turns into a guy again. It might not have been struck by lightning. It might have been something else, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Remember that though?
I do now.
That was so cool. Turbo Team.
Wow, that
Turbo Team.
Put that out of my mind.
It's worth the Google 411. Check it out.
I do remember that.
I know what I'm doing when I get home.
Watching a Turbo Team marathon.
It's got to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Volkswagen. You know, we're talking about speed. With a Volkswagen. I mean, you're 36 horsepower, and they moved up into the 60 horsepower.
Hold on.
Brace yourself.
But these, there are some people out there that are making 200 plus horsepower out of them little motors on the high side.
That's nuts.
And that will flat haul.
Yes, every word you can think of.
I've seen a wheel stand in Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's well, I've seen a wheel stand in streetcar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Volkswagen.
Well, was that sauerkraut, the one that comes? It was coming. We seen it. They were down at Racing at Greer. Remember, it's the red one.
Yeah.
That thing will fly.
Yep, yep.
My first car, my bug, it actually had a Porsche motor in it, and we did a stinger off of the back. At first.
A stinger now. No, yep. Let me break this down. I feel like I'm okay. The urban dictionary for Volkswagens for the rest of the world. A stinger is a short pipe.
Yep.
It's basically a little straight header.
Yes. Yes.
And sticks I out the back. On a Honda this week.
That sticks out the back. And we did a California wide body kit on my Volkswagen where we can actually put a lot of meat under the rear, wide tires. And then I did skinnies on the front. And the first... When we first got it done, of course, we drag raced as kids in high school. I snapped four of them stingers off in a matter of no time because it would just stand up and just break them right off.
I tell you another thing.
And my uncle got mad, and we finally ran it up through the – we drilled holes in the floor pan and ran them up and then come out the top because I would break them off.
So, and then you got your different transmissions in the bugs.
Yep.
Now, this was the thing, because everybody thinks bugs were manual transmission. They actually came out with an automatic bug.
It's called the auto stick.
Stick. They made an automatic, and they made a stick, and then...
But they had different types of manual transmissions. You got a freeway flyer transmission. Yeah. Now, what's that?
Freeway flyer is the one that's geared for being able to do speeds that normal cars would go.
almost like doing a, you know, you got...
Is it like a 700 R4?
It'd be almost like going from an old four-speed transmission like in a Mustang and putting a T5 in. You know, better synchronizers, better gear ratios, the whole nine yards.
When they also changed, and Kobe, you probably know this better than I do, they started out with swing axles.
Yes, they did have. Yep.
Then went to like a more conventional, well, if you can call any rear engine platform conventional, a better setup, and I don't even know what it's called.
But. More like CV axles, like for a front-wheel drive type style.
It's interesting.
Yes.
They have the sloppiest transmissions.
Well, not all of them do. Now, factory ones, some of them did, but then again, like the free flyers and stuff, they're more synchronized, they're better, you know, or you could go with a bus transmission. Just do an adapter plate to, you know, your 1600s or, you know, whatever.
You could actually throw it into gear, like, toss it.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
And when it was in gear, the shifter moved just as much as it did if it was in neutral.
They didn't, the early ones, and I say early, I mean up into the 60s, they didn't have a synchronized first gear.
No.
Like you had to either double clutch it or stop to go into first.
Well, usually you need to stop if you're going into first anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you lower it down.
You go, whirr, you know that deal.
Depends on what you're doing.
But you know, that was another thing about the bugs, too. Now, the one thing that I do know about the Volkswagen is the spare tire actually played a part in the structural integrity of the vehicle.
Yes.
So you're telling me if you had a flat and you changed your tire and you were a front-end impact, you've compromised.
Rest in peace.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think the wheel's really going to be the breaking point there. But, you know, if you hit a squirrel... At 30 miles an hour, your bug will be squished. And so will your melon.
I did know a dog got run over by a rabbit one time.
Did you?
That's a true story.
Did you? I mean, you've seen it on my red bug. And you've seen it on my red bug. But actually, in Germany, I don't know if you've ever seen one, Tim, they actually make a bug deflector for a flat window bugs. You ever seen one?
A bug deflector.
My red bug. Remember that little thing, yeah. It's
kind of like them grandpa bug shields, but mounts in the middle of the hood.
It does. It mounts. It's little plastic.
You know, like the old pawpaw ones. Remember, they used to have the little things, like the little funny faces you could stick on them, or somebody letter them up, like somebody country boy on it.
Look over the fence.
It would break the wind on the flat windshield. It would break the wind enough to send the bugs around the flat windshield.
I broke the wind before.
That's
totally different subject.
It's kind of like a pocket protector for your Volkswagen bug, you know.
Oh. How much faster and how much better gas mileage did you get?
I don't know about on that, but you know one thing though, and we will say it after the next.
You know what? I'll tell you what, we got a commercial break.
We do got a commercial,
guys,
and I'll get into that.
We're talking about them quirky Volkswagens right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. You know, Cody, that was really freaking me out the way you were describing that bug.
I know. I'm missing it.
You were describing that bug kind of like the professor was describing his last girlfriend.
No, my heart.
It's like, man, it's beautiful.
There's a big empty hole in my heart where that bug was at. I miss that
bug. You have a bug-shaped hole in your heart?
Yes, I do.
I mean, Tim, what's wrong with these boys?
I don't know. Something's the matter.
I mean, I want to tell you something. Me and Tim, we kind of cut from the same cloth a little bit. You know, we was raised old school. We like V8, front engine, rear-wheel drive vehicles made in America.
That's right. America.
America. And with a capital M. And it's like, you know, you're here like you know, and you guys, y'all talk that game for a little bit. And then we get talking about Volkswagens. The next thing you know, you and the professor get all lovey-dovey about it. And next thing, and I mean, the thing that makes me feel uncomfortable, the professor is across the table from me, so it's okay. Kobe is right beside me. If he touches my leg, I'm going to punch him in the mouth. You know that.
I think he's a little moist in the britches.
I'm going to tell you something. He's over here like, man, I missed that bug. Like, it's like the one that got away. He's talking about it like that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Do you want to switch seats, Tim?
Well, you see that bug. It was the one that got away.
It was pretty. It was a pretty bug. It's not. It's a car.
Well.
It's a car.
That's what you would say about the Malibu or the,
that's a damn sex
or the dime piece or something like that.
You know what?
It would be the same
exact. I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, I don't have dreams about it.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I mean, if I was going to have dreams about a vehicle, that's pretty damn sexy. What I have some dreams about. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, do you talk to the bug? Does it talk back to you?
No.
Beep, beep.
No. It ain't Herbie.
A while back, a couple years ago, I bought a diesel bug. No, a diesel
rabbit.
And I bought the rabbit, this sporty one?
GTI.
I bought one of them. It took all the cool stuff off of it and put it on the diesel. The spoilers, the wheels, the, you know, all the factory cool stuff. And I put it up for sale, what was left. And you would not believe how much hate mail I got for taking that thing apart.
Yeah,
and I took all the good parts off of it and sold it for more money than I bought it for. And a guy drove up here from Florida and was going to put it back together again after I done took all the stuff off of it.
First-gen GTIs, man, there's, like, perfect ones right now going on Bring a Trailer for, like, $35,000.
Really?
What?
Yeah, for real.
And believe it or not, that diesel rabbit run perfect. You turn the air conditioner on, you would have to turn it off to go up a hill. You could actually feel the power. The air compressor was as big as the motor was.
That's crazy. You know, I had a fan. You know, of course, my little nickname's Rabbit. I had a fan send me a box, like a shoebox size box, of Volkswagen Rabbit emblems.
That's pretty cool.
Do you realize how hard it is? I've got diesel ones. Gas rabbit ones.
These are toys or? Oh, emblems.
Emblems.
Oh,
okay. The emblems. I think I've got every Volkswagen rabbit emblem ever made.
Well, you got something.
I mean, I got a lot of them. I have a surplus. Huh? I've got, they're actually in my office. I just think it's kind of neat. I just open up and say.
It is very cool.
Boxes. I mean, there's probably 30, 40 of them in there.
Do you know one of the most desirable diesel Volkswagens ever made?
What's that?
Is the little Volkswagen diesel rabbit truck.
Yeah, Cadillac.
Yep.
The what, huh?
The caddy.
They call it a Cadillac.
Yep, they call it a Cadillac. Yep.
I don't understand your logic.
I don't either. I didn't.
I don't understand the logic behind the word, but that is the most desirable diesel.
Those are cool.
Yep.
And they are bringing crazy money. I mean, absolutely.
Money. I don't know. I mean,
but literally, they get. I've never owned one. I know someone that owned one, and his got like close to 40 miles to the gallon. I mean, and it ran great.
Remember the guy that we went to school with, Professor? He had a red one.
Was it red? I thought it was baby blue, but there's been a lot of things that have happened between high school and now. I could certainly be wrong about this.
Here's a decent one for $4,200.
But yes, I do remember it.
Yeah, I mean, like, and it was sporty. Like, it was cool.
Yeah. I think it had first-gen GTI wheels.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. But I know I remember having like sporty wheels on it, you know. But yeah, this I think my favorite part of those is how they said Volkswagen across the tailgate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did.
I like that.
And that's
the newer ones, not the first gen ones, but the newer ones did. Yeah, the second gen ones. They actually made two styles.
Cool.
Yeah,
that one's got BBSs on it.
Yep.
There was one at Cars and Coffee. It was rear engine.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what engine was in it. I don't remember. But
LS.
It wasn't LS, but it was. But I mean, it was neat how it was done. Kind of defeats the purpose of being a pickup truck now, because
you just took the bed up.
You put your groceries back there. Your manifolds are going to burn. Right
now you made it a Corvair.
Well,
and a Mazda.
No, the Roadkill done a Mazda truck that was a rotary truck.
Yeah,
and they took the motor out and put a Oldsmobile rear wheel drive.
455. I mean,
455 front wheel drive in the back.
Maybe yeah, them boys ain't right.
They didn't have nothing else to do.
Them boys right there need the Lord for sure. Jesus. They need the Lord in their life. But
yeah, them little rabbit trucks, they're very desirable. Really, any Volkswagen. That's the thing with Volkswagen people. It's kind of like Corvette people or whatever. Volkswagen people. Or Volkswagen people. I mean, it's insane how they...
They got a handshake and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
they got their little sign.
Got the little gang sign they do.
It's the VW.
And a little forfeit.
He's just doing the VW. Did you see that?
That was very unsettling.
I don't think I was supposed to see that.
But that's when really I was what they do.
My mother's phone number was blah, 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 8989. VW, VW. That's how everybody remembered it.
That's actually... Yeah.
Your grandma was really cool.
Huh?
Your grandma's really cool, then.
Yeah.
VW, VW.
Oh, your mom.
My mom.
Okay. Well, yeah, she really
VW,
cool.
VW.
VW, VW. It's actually
very interesting.
Yep.
So you should... It was and destined
I'm not
that you were...
these guys because I did have a fastback when I was a kid. I never got it to run, but... Because I had one of the pancake motors that y'all was talking about, it wasn't very dependable.
My oil kept running out.
Now, you could put a regular Volkswagen bug motor in it, but then you didn't have a trunk.
Then you couldn't shut the deck lid.
That's right. So it looked like a hot rod, kind of.
Kindly.
I'll explain off the air how to fix that.
How to fix a motor?
Well, how to fix the whole pancake / upright.
Yeah, well.
Yep. So the next one you get, you can fix it the right way.
Okay.
We can fix it the right way.
Yes, sir.
The right way.
And you won't burn down.
We can LS it?
No.
We have had on the show some undercover Nazis that's been living amongst us that me and you didn't know really nothing about.
I think so. I think Richard and Kobe are them diehard Volkswagen guys. Yeah, yep. You turned on us.
Could you please not mention me and Nazis in
the same? Yeah, I was going to say, let's not go there.
Okay.
All right, guys, hang tight. We're talking all about Volkswagens right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have our favorite show topic picker / just a cool car guy, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? Shout out to our producer Timothy's hometown of Taylor, South Carolina, bringing it home.
Holding it down for the Dirty T.
29687.
That's where I'm from, yo. I love Taylor's. Taylor's is like, I used to tell people all the time, be like, Taylor, South Carolina. Yeah, the Dirty T. You know, that's where I'm from. You know, the hood. I grew up. Where'd you grow up? Pebble Creek, yo. Ain't that a golf course? Yeah, man, but it's rough. It's real rough. I grew up on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Having to dodge golf balls instead of bullets.
Exactly. I'm telling you, you've been hit by a golf ball. They hurt.
I feel sorry.
I almost got ran over by a golf cart one time.
Uh-uh.
That was bad. That was traumatic. That was traumatic.
You still got that little twitch and tweak from that, don't you?
A little bit. I'm telling you. I get that look. Next thing you know, I mean, I got hit right in the temple with a golf ball.
That's right.
As my daddy says, I ain't been right ever since. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, somebody yells four, I just hit the ground. But, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the Mayor Roebuck, Tim Greer.
I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
I can't talk no more.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just thinking about something, Rob. I could probably help you get that lawsuit done for them golf balls being shot at you.
I wonder what the statute of limitation is on attempted murder with a golf ball.
I'll have to look that up.
Got to flip through
you
my book.
You should have that memorized.
You should know this.
That is statute 111-5.
Every counselor needs a specialty.
Exactly. What do you specialize in?
Golf balls.
Golf ball
golf
accidents.
Golf ball injuries.
Blink. I'm telling you. No, I just don't. It was rough growing up in the dirty tee, in the street.
No, it wasn't.
You ever walk out to your mailbox, wanting to know if some old lady's dog's gonna go chase you or something? Or
that's pitiful.
It is. It was rough.
Dude,
was
I went from Detroit to the dirty tee. It didn't seem
that's
that
pretty
rough.
Bad. That's pretty bad. You went from Detroit to the dirty tee, and you're like, yeah, I'm thinking about going back to Detroit.
I was thinking, this place ain't so bad.
Just saying.
Speaking of Volkswagens, I wonder if you can still buy the original Bug, which is the 79 model out of Mexico.
No. Well, they made them all the way to 2000. 98. Yeah, that too.
98 was last year.
98. Right when they started the new ones.
Yep.
And they were fuel injected. Actually, pretty cool.
They were real nice
perfect
cars
really. I mean, you know, you've been making them for 60 years.
You start getting it right.
You kind of got it figured out.
Well, so
they had air conditioning. Mm-hmm.
They did have air conditioning.
Now, I'll tell you something. And that's another thing about the original OG Bugs is the heat, because it doesn't have water or cooling in it. So it has heater channels.
Yep. The rust.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, yep. Do you realize, at best, it's kind of like someone breathing on you.
You're going to get nuke warm. You're going to get nuke warm. Yep. But actually, there is a company, and it is part of Be Cool. They actually have made a kit for the older Bugs now that you can buy, and it's ran off a 12-volt electric motor that will run AC and heat. You can modify it almost like, you know, vintage air, but it's AC and heat in your Bugs.
What did you say? V cool?
Be cool.
B.
B.
What year did they go to 12-volt?
In 68.
Okay.
So I didn't know they were 6-volt.
Yeah, they're 6-volt for a long time.
And then you can change all your older ones to 12-volt. But yeah,
no, I didn't know that.
In 68, they went to 12-volt standard.
I didn't know. I mean, I didn't
before your day, all cars were 6-volt.
Of course, you.
I just want to let you know.
I almost bought a 55 T-Bird one time, but I slowed down from buying it because they said it was an original car and it was 6-volt still.
And you could have changed it with one battery and. Six light bulbs.
Six light boobs.
An alternator.
An alternator. Well, they made a generator on that, but you know what I'm saying.
Not on a Plymouth, though.
I actually had somebody explain something to me one time. I went down and I said, what's the difference between an alternator and generator? He said, well, son, an alternator alternates and a generator generates.
He's exactly right.
That really made me feel like a dummy when I said an alternator alternates.
Did you know old 6-volt Plymouth?
It's like, thanks,
you can't change
it
from a 6-volt to a 12-volt without redoing the wiring harness because it's reverse polarity. Everything's on ground.
On a Volkswagen?
Just like a Triumph motorcycle.
On a Plymouth.
Yeah.
A Triumph motorcycle is the hot's negative and the negative hot.
Yep. Plymouth's the same way.
My prom date, was she hot? Negative. Same way. And ain't what no way of fixing that. I'm telling you.
No reverse polarity.
You couldn't reverse anything on that one. The only thing you want to do is you want to put your car in reverse when you pulled in her driveway and she walked out.
Woo! She took her to the prom.
She was real. I should have took her to the pound. That's what I should have took her. Whew, she was rough.
Driving a Volkswagen.
I tell you what, I would have took the Volkswagen to prom before I would have took her if she did. You know what I'm saying?
But Let's get back into Volkswagen.
She's about the size of Volkswagen. She's a big old girl. She's nice enough.
She's a great old biggin.
She's a great old biggin.
Big old great.
I'll tell you what.
Well, so we're going from air cool now.
To the water coolers. And I like the new bugs. Everybody's down on them. I mean, I ain't big on a little flower, but I like them. And I think it would be the, and I tell you what I
like
do.
The diesel ones.
I've been talking to some of my YouTuber buddies. And what I want to do is I want to have a challenge. And just be like, you got to buy a new Beetle, 98 to whatever. And for less than $5,000 total investment, build the best custom bug. So all your automotive YouTubers, I'm calling you out. I would do it in a heartbeat and build a custom bug. And the thing is, when we get them all done, you know, we'll get some ground rules on this. And when we get them all done, hell, we'll give them to charity or sell them off for charity or whatever.
Sell them off for charity.
But you know what I'm saying?
Cody, how cool they get in touch with us?
I mean, they can see us on the Hot Rods Happy Hour website. Yeah, I mean, okay. we ain't hard people.
We're
to
all
find.
On Facebook.
My phone number is in every lady's restroom on the East Coast.
Yep.
You know, it's not hard to find. But at every TA truck stop between Knoxville, Tennessee, and Sarasota, Florida. But not counting Macon, Georgia.
So
you
gonna get
just
in
had
on
a recent remodel.
You gonna do it? Or you gonna talk about it?
I'm down. I would buy one tomorrow.
That's a challenge. Then
that's a challenge. I would. I want a new bug, and I want to see if you can build the coolest new bug.
Automotive YouTubers.
I would challenge them all. Because I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to fill you in on a little secret. I've watched all the automotive YouTubers. Ain't none of them as good as I am. I'm just throwing that out there.
All of them don't know how to build anything either. Except Alex. Listen, let's not listen.
Here's one right here. Like Spartanburg, $1,300.
Well, the good thing is, behind you, we got a great team right here.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
Get your team together.
You know what I mean? Y'all like the A-team. Y'all like the A-team.
Yeah, those two can do the work. I'll bring beer.
Just saying.
1990
Popeyes. We got
1999 Beetle with low miles, which will be 113. Car is not the best looking, but is very dependable transportation.
Is that
it's got a lot of problem? She wasn't the best looking thing, but she's a nice girl.
Is that what it says?
1350. I mean,
it is. It is a manual bug. I'd want a manual. I just think it'd be cool.
You can get a convertible for $2,200.
A drop top.
The manual
has a new fuel pump installed already.
I drove one, the only one I've ever driven back in the, when it was almost new. We had one at Simpsonville Chevrolet when we were changing dealerships. And part of my job was driving the inventory from one dealership to the other. Had a little red one with 5-speed, and it, of course, had the stupid flower in the vase. But it was a fun little car to drive.
Did you throw it out going down the road?
No.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
I got a friend of mine who's got a bunch of these. The later model, 99 and up. Actually, believe this or not, I had the very first Volkswagen Beetle yellow with black guts that ever rolled off the assembly line to Spartanburg, South Carolina. The very first one. I just remembered that.
Now, how do we document this?
Yeah, that's a whole lot of qualifiers.
You can call my ex-wife. She's gonna be pissed because I'm here.
She's going to be mad.
But.
You bought her a brand new Beetle.
Yep. And I got offered $5,000 over sticker for 3 months and begged her to sell it. I kept the damn thing for 6 months and lost $5,000 because she just started driving it.
And speaking of them, there's one burnt down right by your shop on 85. A green one. I know you passed it and you've seen it.
Or how about who wants to build a diesel bug, a little TDI bug?
See, that's
bugs.
What I want to build. If we're going to build one, that's what I'd like to build.
TDI. Or turbo. Yeah. Turbo gas.
All right, now you're talking about.
I don't like the whole idea of the building bug, you know. But I'll be a team player.
You know what? I tell you what. We got to take a commercial break. We got to pay the bills around here. And we're going to talk a little more about this here. We're talking all about bugs.
And we're going to get into the water cool bugs.
Why can't you do a Rambler? Then I already got a few of them.
Because nobody else has a Rambler. That's why.
That's right.
Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout-out to Game 7 going on in Houston, Texas? Well, I guess
we talk about hockey?
Yeah, yeah. The big hockey game.
No, we're talking
the big hockey match.
The World Series. I didn't even know the World Series was going on until this morning.
I guess by the time this airs, it's over.
It is, but still. I didn't even know it was
going
on.
We're here from the future.
Yep.
That's, I don't keep up with sports like that. I'm a car guy.
You know my saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like baseball. I mean, it's cool and all. I just sucked at it, so I just didn't
fool. They didn't ever let me play.
Yeah. Well, you with a bat would be probably dangerous. Mm-hmm. You was that kid that had a bat and helmet on all the time. You're getting drift. Right. You weren't even on the team.
He was chasing people with a bat.
He had the full face helmet so he wouldn't lick nobody.
Oh. Tell him. There's always that one guy.
Yeah, I know.
Probably drives a Volkswagen. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And we got the coolest guy with a helmet and Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, guys?
Hey, everybody.
Everybody. So, you know, we're talking about the new bugs now. The water pumper bugs, as the professor likes to call them.
I didn't write that.
You didn't write that?
No, that's what they're called.
That's what they're called, really. That is. That's
water pumper.
All your... Uh-huh. All your true Volkswagen people call them water pumpers.
Well, okay. But I like the
We didn't know that.
But also, you got like all the cool, all the Passat and all these other things. Yeah. And I mean the TDI diesel bugs. These are bad news. And then you got the Turbo Beetles.
Yeah, and you can make those things stupid fast.
Okay. Stupid. Now you're talking that new talk. It's stupid fast.
Yeah.
Is that the same as sick?
Kinda.
And how fast is stupid fast?
Faster than a Rambler
Absolutely
and Roebuck.
Absolutely not.
Faster than a Rambler and Roebuck.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They run. No. So.
Yeah, so it'll run, son.
Not no water cool.
But I think that would be an epic build. I think it would be cool. So if you were going to build a new Beetle, what would you be hunting for, Professor?
Turbo.
Turbo bug.
Gas turbo.
I would probably say gas turbo or diesel. And it would probably be anywhere from a 96 or 99 to 2006.
You want a 98?
Well, that's what I said. I don't know. I would probably go a little bit newer. I like the dash better and a little bit newer ones.
But they're getting more expensive, though.
Well, they do, but I like the dash better.
How about you there, Tim Gurr?
They all the same to me.
It's bugs. Yeah. Bugs.
Well, they all look
Tim just
me.
Doesn't yeah, like
same
them.
Same here. I have to say,
I did have a Passat Turbo. That
it was peppy.
No, it was one of the fastest cars top end that I've ever owned. I mean, it topped out like a 140. I mean, that's good for a Volkswagen, you know what I
mean? It's sporty, you know, it's peppy.
But yeah, I mean, I like the new dash, but for money reasons, yes, a little bit older one.
Well, the turbo ones, aren't those the ones that got the little turn signals in the bumper?
I don't know.
Well,
I think it is.
That's the one with the turbo under the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The turbo turn signals on it, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, no.
They're like little lights in the
bumper.
Yeah,
I do know there is some. I don't know if it's just for the turbo or what, but I don't know.
It does have a road on the trunk, too.
And it's got,
or is that the hood? No, it's the trunk.
That would be the trunk on that one.
Yeah,
straight up legit. I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure on the lights, like you're saying.
And I like the bugs. And they're becoming extremely collectible. I know we made a lot of fun of them tonight, but they're really collectible. And, like, the values have gone through the roof on these things. Like, I have watched the values double in the last 3 to 4 years bugs.
On the old ones.
On the old bugs.
Yeah.
Not so much the new ones. But
not yet.
But they got their own following.
Yep.
They really do. And a lot of people in that Volkswagen era of the newer ones, they're starting to climb a little bit. It ain't like there were, you know, a few years ago where they were just throwaways. People are actually building them and customizing them and stuff now, really nice.
Rob, you and I have talked about this before. I know you love these new Beetles, and I mean, that's cool. They can be fun. Personally, and not for the challenge. For the challenge, that's the car. The reason I wouldn't buy one and the reason I haven't bought one is I would just buy a GTI.
But it don't have the classic styling.
I know, but...
You know, I mean, that's the thing to me. That's what makes it's the retro thing.
Yes.
Like, I like the new T-Birds when they came out.
Yeah, I did too.
I think the drivetrain was junk, but I like the rest of it.
They drove great.
Yeah, they did. And that's what I like. I like that retro. They hit that pretty hard.
Yeah,
with
they
it.
Did. I mean, well, they did it in every car, Mustang.
And everybody has, but I like the way the Volkswagen did, and I like the way the new T-Birds looked when they came out in 02.
What about a PT Cruiser challenge?
See, you know what? I hate PT Cruisers. You know what? Crap. I refuse to fix a car that I got to pull the motor to put an alternator on it. That's
but I seriously do. I'm 100% behind you on this Volkswagen challenge.
Well, if we did a PT Cruiser challenge, I would need somebody behind me to help me push it.
No, I'm not doing a PT Cruiser
Here's the way we keep the rules right.
But I will do the Volkswagen.
You've got to be able to sell it for $5,000.
No, we're going to give it away to charity.
Sell. We'll raise the money for charity. The one who brings the most money, how about that? To charity wins.
That's an excellent.
Or take a vote.
So to auction the car off?
Yeah, we'll auction them all
the
off.
Okay.
Yep, have possibly. A live auction.
Yep.
It brought $24.
And we'll all meet in one location.
I'm there. That would be killer. Or he'll just list all the cars online for sale on like Bring a Trailer or whatever.
Yeah.
And have someone.
I can put them on eBay.
You could do that on Bring a Trailer. They would probably list them all. They'd list them independently, but as like a lot. Like this is a challenge that's going on.
Yep.
And I mean, that would be really cool. Yep, and awesome. You could go in, register, and you can bid on these things. And the one that brought the most money, you're the winner at the end of the day.
Yeah. And let the builder decide what charity they want to give the money to.
Exactly. Exactly, and if you win, the money goes to, whatever charity you want. You know what I'm saying?
Bonafide child support.
I don't know about bonafide child support.
Rob Pilsbrand knew. But that's a good idea. Like you got me thinking about bugs now. I mean, you've kind of converted me a little bit, Professor.
You already liked them.
I do like them. I do like them a little bit.
Yeah, I like them.
We have talked about them before.
Have I ever owned one?
The older one.
I've never owned an older one. I've actually owned a few of the new ones when I didn't buy here.
That's why you like them.
I've owned them both. Like I said, I owned the very first yellow one.
Daddy some money.
The very first yellow one, 98 model, that was.
That's wild.
But yeah, definitely all the YouTube listeners out there, get with your
watchers.
Guys. Watchers, listeners, the whole nine yards.
It's not you speaker, it's YouTube.
Well, YouTubes. But anyways, everybody, let's get this challenge going, because it would be a good
I think that's all we're to do. I mean, just get with us, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna put some ground rules on it, you know? You can't put like a Jada missile on top of it or something.
I'm out.
Well, fine. No machine guns.
Yeah, we got to come up with some kind of
turbine powered.
Where keep the value down, because somebody comes in, they spend $20,000 and you can't prove it.
Or if
you got stuff donated to you, like if somebody's going to wrap it for free or whatever.
And Chip Foos from overhauling, you can't do it.
That's right.
I want to see. That's why I like a new Beetle. I want to see Chip Foos cut that bumper and bring it in.
Yes, right.
You can't do it. That's cut right. that, Chipper. Yep. You ain't going to do it. Yep. I mean, I think that's.
But you would love to see the Chip Foos bug.
It would probably be
beautiful.
Because I've seen Chip Foos take the ugliest. He took a 73 Mustang, which is the ugliest Mustang ever made, hands down. It's the LTD of Mustangs, and he actually made it presentable.
That's right.
Chip Foos got, boys got skill.
Yep.
I'm just saying, but he ain't going to cut no Volkswagen bumper. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm telling you. I like it. I love this idea. I think it's great. I love talking about the Volkswagens. I learned something. I hope you guys did, too.
This has been a great show.
It has been a great show. And I'm so glad. Professor, do you feel good about talking about the Volkswagens?
I love it, man.
I love it. Good, because it's probably not going to happen again.
Professor's going to buy him one.
We will be talking about Volkswagens again if I'm around.
That's right. I'll tell you what. I've thoroughly enjoyed this show. Tim, you had a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Always, always, always. Guys, I want to thank you for playing aloud.
Clap again.
All right, guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.